That's the sound of local Girl Scouts on a YouTube clip recorded at Seven Hills Camp a few years ago. Janet DiPetrillo is director of outdoor programs with the local Girl Scouts. She says the camp has provided a summer program for local girls for more than eight decades.
For the first time, it served about 45 girls. And much has changed over the years, as you can imagine. And so we have people coming that were at camp back in the 40s and 50s to people that just recently went the last couple years. So there's been a lot of chatter on social media about the event, and people are very excited. People are reconnecting. We have people coming from Pennsylvania, from Delaware. So we have people coming from, you know, all parts of the area.
That's pretty exciting that one camp affected so many that they want to come back and celebrate.
Yes, absolutely. I've had people reach out to me, you know, saying, oh, my God, I'm so excited. I can't believe I can't wait to meet, you know, so-and-so. I haven't seen them in years. So it's been a lot of fun. I think it's going to be a real positive program.
85 years was a long time ago. Who do you think the oldest person will be to come down?
Oh, goodness. Oh, that's a good question. I don't, to be honest with you, but I know I've had people reach out to me who served on the 50th committee and are serving on our 85th. So if that gives you any indication.
And tell us about the site. It's right in Holland.
Yes. And it's expanded some. We have part of the camp, we have what we call the Old Trail. And it has where our first units existed. And our first dining hall has now been transformed into our arts and crafts center. And the oldest building on the property, Wetlaufer Lodge, is still in existence. We use it for our drama area, but it was built in the late 1920s. So, and it's still in its glory, and we're still using it to this day. So we've added a few new buildings since then. We have a new health infirmary, a new dining hall. We've added a new pool, sports complex, new riding arena. So we've expanded the property a great deal, but there's still the old history there, too, that people can reminisce and remember.
Can you talk about how the girls come together as such a great, diverse group?
Great friendships are formed at camp and lifelong. We've started an event page or an alumni page, and people, you know, that we haven't seen in 20, 30, 40 years are connecting and with people, and there's a big group of network of people that still are together today because of it. It just, the bonds that people create at camp, words can't really describe it. It's affirming and lifelong.
We've been talking with Janet DiPetrillo, Director of Outdoor Program with the Girl Scouts of Western New York, celebrating the 85th anniversary of Seven Hills Camp in Holland, New York. Eileen Buckley, WBFO News.